Good evening, New Life Church. Thanks for letting me come into your home again and for joining us tonight as we celebrate Holy Thursday, sometimes called Maundy Thursday. I want to read a passage to you this evening from Matthew chapter 26, beginning in verse 17. It says, "On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, 'Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?' 'Go into the city to a certain man,' Jesus said, 'and tell him the teacher says, my time is near. I am celebrating the Passover at your place with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus directed them and prepared the Passover. And when evening came, he was reclining at the table with the 12. And then I wanted to share that Luke adds in Luke 22 that Jesus said to him, 'I have fervently desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.'" So the Thursday of the Holy Week leading up to Easter is often associated with Jesus' Last Supper that he shared with his disciples, the Passover meal that we just read about. We call it Maundy Thursday because Maundy is shortened form of the Latin word mandatum, which means a mandate or a command. And so you remember when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, he told them afterwards, he gave them this command. He said, "I give you a new command, love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another." And so that new command of loving one another that he gives us is why we call it Maundy Thursday. And most likely, as Jesus shared this last meal with his disciples, he celebrated a traditional Jewish Seder, Passover meal. And a Seder is a very specific traditional menu because each element that's represented symbolizes something to the Jewish people. And so I brought one with me tonight to share with you. It begins with hard-boiled eggs. It reminds them of the suffering and oppression they felt in Egypt. You know, when you put most things in boiling water, it begins to dissolve or become soft or disintegrate. But an egg, when you put it in water and boiling water, it becomes hard. It becomes tougher. And so that symbolizes the Israelite spirit there, the fact that they were in the midst of this oppression and pain, and they were able to withstand it and grow tougher. There's a roasted shank of lamb here, which reminds them of the Passover itself, the night that the angel of death passed over their homes because an animal was sacrificed and lamb's blood was placed on the doorposts of the home. They're bitter herbs. Typically, it's horseradish. It reminds them of the bitterness in the taste of their mouths during slavery and while they were enslaved. There are greens, parsley, celery, onion, signs of the coming spring and the coming hope of God redeeming the people and taking them out of slavery into the promised land. There's salt water. They would dip the greens in the salt water. The salt water reminds them of the tears that they cried while they were in Egypt. There's something called haraset. Haraset's a nut, apple, cinnamon, wine mixture that takes the appearance of straw. It reminds them that they were making bricks for the Pharaoh to build his treasure cities, and the bitterness and the pain of the slavery they were in. And then, of course, the most important element is this matzah, the unleavened bread, which reminds them, you recall, of the haste that they had to leave quickly after the angel of death passed. And so that matzah bread is broken, as you see, into two pieces on the plate. And at some point, the host would break the larger piece, and he would then distribute it to everyone at the table. And so that was called the aphikomen. And Jesus did that in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. Jesus said, and it, we read, "As they were eating, Jesus took bread, he blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take it and eat. This is my body.'" At the table, there were also four cups of wine. I've got one here with me, but four cups of wine that were shared amongst the table at different elements, at different times during the dinner, during the meal. And each one represented something that God spoke in the book of Exodus. The first cup was called the cup of sanctification. And God said, I will bring you out of Egypt. And that wine was sipped at the very beginning of the Seder dinner and shared among everyone as the dinner began. The second cup of wine is called the cup of deliverance. God said, I will deliver you from Egyptian slavery. And that wine was taken before the meal, but after the Exodus story was told, after the Exodus story was recited, then they would share that cup. The third cup was called the cup of redemption. The cup of redemption is when Jesus said, or God said, I will redeem you with my power. And that cup followed the prayer at the end of the meal. After the meal was over and a prayer was said, they would share the cup of redemption. And then there was a fourth cup to end the evening when God said, I will take you as my people. It's the cup of restoration. That last cup comes after completing the meal and after the psalms of praise were sung. And they would share that cup and then depart. And so during the meal Matthew chapter 26, as we're reading Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, during the meal, Jesus drank the first two cups of wine in the traditional way. And then at the third cup, the cup of redemption, he did something a little different. Matthew tells us, then he took the cup. This is verse 27 and 28. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, drink from it, all of you. For this is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. So the cup of redemption Jesus shared with his disciples. And he said that my blood will redeem you from sin. He promised us redemption by his blood. But that's where he stopped. Jesus didn't drink the fourth cup of restoration. Instead, this is what he said. He says, I promise to share it with you at the table when I come the second time, when the kingdom comes at the end of the days. This is Matthew 26, verse 29. But I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in the Father's kingdom. So in less than 24 hours after Jesus shared this meal with his disciples, Jesus would be hanged on a cross. His body would be broken. His blood would be spilled. But tonight, on Maundy Thursday, on Holy Thursday, he reminds us he is the bread of life and his blood washes away our sin. So Matthew finishes the account. He says, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So Jesus left that fourth cup untouched, the cup of restoration. But only for now, only temporarily, because Jesus says he is waiting to drink that with us at the Father's table. He's going to share that cup with us at the Father's table. And so I want to tell you tonight that the table has been set. The invitation has been made, and I want you to accept his invitation and reserve your place at God's table. I want to share with you now the Lord's Supper, and I hope you'll join me in this. This is a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from the Apostle Paul, beginning in verse 23. Paul says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And in the same way, verse 25, he also took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Would you join me in prayer? Thank you, Jesus, for the price paid for our redemption, your broken body, your spilled blood. We thank you, Lord, that you sanctify us. We thank you, Lord, that you deliver us. We thank you, Lord, that you redeem us. And one day, all will be restored. And we look forward to that day when we share that cup with you at the Father's table. Lord, if there's anyone here joining us tonight that has never accepted your invitation into the family of God, I pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and bring them to you. Lord, bless my church family. We can't be together tonight. We would love to just see one another and embrace one another, but I ask that you'd watch over them and care for them and meet every one of their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we are able to celebrate your supper tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And as always, please reach out to us if there's anything you need, anything at all. Please get in contact with us. If you made a decision tonight to accept Jesus' invitation to join him at the Father's table, please contact us, reach out to us, let us know. We want to share our joy with you and just share our gratefulness to the Lord. Join us tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we'll be celebrating Good Friday together, and I have a message that I believe will encourage your heart. So God bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace as you go. We'll see you tomorrow.